This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Friday, the 30th of October, 2020. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Braj.
So it's been a tough week. In fact, it's probably been a tough month for a lot of people. We thought we'd wrap up this month's worth of broadcasting with something a little bit lighthearted today. We wanted to talk to you guys about music, but still keep it in a sense where it fits in with the show. Mm-hmm. So what we're talking about is music and productivity and creativity, and about the idea that listening to certain kinds of music in general can help with productivity. So we're going to have a bit of a chat about that very shortly, which leads to our question for the day, which is which genre of music helps you work better and boosts your productivity? That's our poll running over on Twitter. We have the same question over on Instagram. And if you want to talk to us, get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Do that. Twitter and Instagram, of course, as usual, is at BFM Radio. Arv will be running with that story first, but then he has another story about Mario Kart.
Also music, Mario Music.
Mario Music.
And how it's helping people with their homework.
Right. And then we'll be wrapping up with something to drive us into the weekend. It is Harley Davidson are now making bikes.
Different kind of bikes.
Different kind of bikes. Hmm. So we'll talk to you about that shortly. Right. Also, we've got a couple of guests coming in the studio a little bit later on. We've got Daryl Ong and Hanif Barudin. We'll be chatting to them because, of course, they host The Pulse and it's a music show. And we thought we'd get them in to give us their opinions about the kind of music that will help you focus. Right. So what helps boost productivity, Arv?
Yeah, so this is an article we found on The Star. It came via Banama. And it says that, you know, working from home can be attractive for some people. We've spoken about this a lot. A lot of people would opt to work from home. But not all employees look forward to it due to the less than optimal working environment at home. Mm. For example, parents with young children who have to multitask to meet the needs of their kids and the job. For those who have no dedicated workspace at home, the frequent distractions, noise and technical problems with the computer or, you know, shared Wi-Fi, slow internet, it can be really stressful. Mm-hmm. And when that stress accumulates, it can have an adverse effect on their mental health. A possible solution to that would be music, using music to increase your productivity. So experts have said that music can boost efficiency and creativity levels and create more enthusiasm among workers and expedite completion of projects. A survey of more than 4,500 people by Total Jobs found that 79% can boost their productivity by listening to music. And according to a UK-based international research organization called Cochrane, music interventions have been used for many years to reduce anxiety and distress and improve physiological responses such as heart rate and breathing in medical patients.
Now, here are some ways in which music can help with productivity. In reducing anxiety, for example, Mohamed Zaki Zarpan, he's a psychology officer at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. He suggests that individuals working from home listen to music whilst at work. Music, he says, is known for its therapeutic effects, which can help employees to remain productive as it improves their concentration. It can also help them to manage their stress better. He also said playing musical instruments, too, can have a calming effect on people who feel stressed due to work or family pressures. I can attest to that. I'm sure our intern Ali can also attest to that. And so after a hard day at work, you can unwind and de-stress by playing a musical instrument. It can be the piano, the guitar, the violin, or even the triangle, I'd imagine, ding, for some people. On the genre of music to play whilst at work, he said it could depend on, you know, you as an individual. So there are studies shown that some music interferes with productivity and that processing in your brain. Hmm. According to music psychologist Dr. Anneli Harker, who was involved in the research of productivity by listening to music, what determines whether music is distracting are complex musical structure. So songs that are more complex, like Frank Zappa, for example, can be more distracting to listeners when compared to songs with a simple three-chord structure, such as John Denver, Leaving on a Jet Plane, or anything by Ed Sheeran.
That's quite rude to John Denver. Backhanded comment.
Lyrics, of course, can distract you as they cause you to focus on the message of the song and interrupt your train of thought. difficulty of task. So if something requires more thought and focus, music can make it more difficult to work efficiently. And control. So when music is imposed upon someone, it's usually more distracting than if a person has a choice in this matter.
So you hear the bass from the neighbor's house and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So based on that, the study also goes into what kind of music works. So one is classical music. In a study, 7 out of 8 radiologists found that Baroque music increased mood and concentration on their work. If you're looking for where to begin, try Vivaldi's Quick Tempo Four Seasons or Bach's Brandenburg Concerto. Nature music. So listening to the sounds of nature can enhance cognitive function and concentration. So soothing sounds such as flowing water, rainfall, rustling leaves work well. I think even whale sounds. A lot of people like, you know, whale sounds and that sort of high-pitched...
I'm not sure you could technically call that music though, right?
No, I think it comes under nature music, kind of.
Okay.
Don't you think?
White noise, I guess?
Yeah, I guess. Epic music. So epic music can make you feel like you're doing something grandiose to change the world. It empowers and lifts you up. So if you're feeling tired and uninspired during work, try listening to some epic music to give you that extra boost of motivation. Maybe Lord of the Rings or Star Wars soundtracks, which I completely can get on with. Ambient sound. So as Brian Eno, creator of Music for Airports, says, ambient music must be able to accommodate many levels of listening attention without enforcing one in particular. It must be as ignorable as it is interesting. And there's a number of other types of music that you can listen to during work, such as meditation music, blues, jazz, to name a few. So if you just want to get rid of your chatty co-workers or the nearby printer, then they say use white noise to cancel them out because it's kind of loud. Experiment and see what works. That's the most important thing. So soft and mellow may help you to focus on your work, while a high energy piece can keep you motivated. And of course, it ends by saying that there are those times when silence is golden.
All right. That's what they say. We'd like to hear your opinions on this. We've got quite a few already. We'll get to those in a moment. We're going to take a short break with some music, though, of course. Arv did say something, high energy piece that can help you keep motivated. I think we should have one of them right now.
For sure.
And this is something that Audrey listens to, I know, at home. It's a little bit of the Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we've got a couple of guests joining us in the studio. It's Daryl and Hanif, of course, from The Pulse. They're already sneaking in the next room. I can see them already. They're pulling their cheeky little faces. We'll be right back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Ivan Yavrunj.
We've been joined by a couple of guests that we'll get to in just a moment. But of course, the question that we're asking you today is, what genre of music helps you work better and boost productivity? We've got a poll running over on Twitter. We've been asking the same thing on Instagram. Arv, what are the numbers so far?
Yeah, so pop and upbeat got 28%. Rock and metal gets 19.8%, so 20%. Hip-hop, R&B, 23.1%. And other at 30%. 29.2%.
Fairly decent split.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't think that, you know, rock and metal would be as high as it is, but, you know, I guess, you know, my opinion is wrong. Often.
I might have voted for that one.
You might have voted for that one. I'm guessing there's other people in the studio that might have voted for that one as well, but we'll get to that in a minute. Some of you guys have said, this is from Minimalist Lookbook over on Instagram, spa music. Yeah, I can see. Yeah, I understand that. But that kind of makes me fall asleep. Happy People has said lo-fi genre. Fitkits has said EDM. Azus, classic and pop. We've got jazz, piano, acoustic. Anything without vocals. Anything with vocals distracts me because my brain will sync with the lyrics. Yes. Madiha has said deep focus playlist on Spotify. Lo-fi. Upbeat rock, house music, jazz, lo-fi, classical, EDM, lo-fi. We're getting a bit of a theme going off here, aren't we? We didn't mention EDM at all on Twitter.
No.
And I don't think anybody in the tweets so far has mentioned
EDM. No, but quite a lot of lo-fi's as well.
But that also shows that maybe perhaps a little bit of a split between the people using Twitter and the people using Instagram who might be listening to EDM and who might not be. Anyway, we should welcome a couple of guests we got in the studio. Daryl and Hanif, hello and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Hi, gentlemen.
Thanks for coming in. Of course, you guys host this show. What's it called?
It's called The Pulse.
That's it, yes. Yeah, I had a show called that, you know, in China a few years ago. Tell us about The Pulse then, very quickly.
It's a music news show. We play fresh tracks every Wednesday evening, as well as give you an update on the week's music news.
Okay, so the reason that we brought you in, of course, is this story that we've been chatting about right now, and we thought, well, we'll bring a couple of music experts in and get them to give us their opinion. So, Daryl, let me start with you. When you're at home, do you listen to music or to help you focus, or whilst you're working here in the office?
It depends on what I do, to be honest. If it's something very repetitive and you know, for lack of a better word, boring, I tend to listen to music. But playing a bit of devil's advocate, if I'm researching, if I'm trying to be creative, if I'm trying to prep for an interview, for example, I tend to just listen to nothing.
Yeah. Right. Hanif?
I think I'm a bit like Daryl, especially when it comes to working from home. I can't listen to music, actually, because I'll be distracted.
Right.
I'll start a playlist, and instead of focusing on my work, I'll be listening to the music.
Yeah.
But I find it helpful to listen to music while at work. Yeah,
whilst
surprising,
at work.
And
whilst you're in the office, what are you listening to?
My own personal playlist, I guess. My own personal musical preference, I guess.
And that is?
A bit of mostly metal.
I knew it!
Yes. Let's just say lots of hate banging goes on.
I'm always seeing his head going. Yeah.
But I gravitate towards other things as well. Mainstream pop. Yeah.
Right.
Music.
I also guess it's the type of tracks, right? I tend not to listen to things that I already know.
Because that's interesting.
Then it brings back, I like this song, I love this song, I love the drop in this song, I love the chorus. I tend to listen to things that are totally random for me and completely new. If that way, it makes me think out of the box, and also, you know, that translates to the work I do, I guess, when I have to.
Yeah, so a lot of us, like all of us, deal with like sound, and we edit, and we always like with our headphones on and stuff, right? Do you ever listen to music in the background while dealing with other sound? Because I've done that sometimes, especially vocals. Yeah, but it has to be like lo-fi, it has to be mellow, right, it has to be like, you know, just like nothing complex. Obviously, you can't have like lyrics and stuff.
Like I said, editing and researching, I tend not to listen to anything. But when doing very mundane tasks, then yes, I do put some tunes on.
Funny that you brought that up, because I've started doing that. I think this year, editing while listening to some music.
And soft, it can be, right?
Not necessarily, sometimes even heavy music, especially when I'm editing vocals, like people talking rather. So it's, for some reason, I can't seem to do that. I mean, the volume is soft, but the kind of music can be still heavy or upbeat.
You know, I have a theory about that. And I have a theory that because you've had your headphones on for so long that... it's almost like tinnitus. Do you know what I mean? Having that little bit of a kind of sound in the background whilst you're editing, it can really help you focus. And I do that an awful lot, but that is because I have tinnitus and I need that like distraction. But I found myself when I'm at home listening to a lot more music in the background as I'm editing interviews and stuff. And I've tend to started listening very recently, within the last year or year and a half, retro synthwave and all that kind of stuff, which has really, really helped me out. Because one, it reminds me of being a kid in the 80s, and so I've kind of got that terrible 80s synthy sounds with the 808 beats and the 505s, and I kind of relate to that.
Stranger Things.
That kind of stuff. And it just kind of helps me zone out a little bit and feel kind of comfortable in doing that. But when I remember when I was at uni trying to study and do stuff for my exams and cram, and you know, people say, "Oh, go and listen to classical music; it will really help you focus." And for a while, it did, you know. And joking, as much as I mocked these people, it really, really helped me focus.
There has to be a reason for that, right? Because it just works, like it gets you focused and, you know, concentrating on your work and stuff. If you guys had to recommend to someone who came up and went, what kind of music should I listen to if I want to increase my productivity, if I want to get more work done, what would you guys say?
I guess if you're doing something, like I said, repetitive, listen to a lot more upbeat stuff because it keeps your brain stimulated and energized. If you're doing something a bit, which requires thought, maybe listen to instrumentals. I think instrumentals is a very powerful tool. Like listeners mentioned lyrics is distracting. And
yes,
I find it the same way. It's kind of like when you're working and then people are talking in the background. That kind of distraction, it translates to lyrics in songs as well for me.
I know you've hosted a jazz show for a while as well, Daryl. And now, freeform jazz, right? If you were to try and listen to that and, you know, focus, would that distract you?
Yes. So the songs with a lot more structure. Too many things happening, it right. tends to defeat the purpose. But you know, simple three song chords like "Living on a Jet Plane," for example, that might be. Because I get too into the music, right?
Right.
You listen to a nice part, many different structures to a song. I get distracted all the time. So I don't know how you listen to metal. And
yeah, I think for me, my suggestion is to actually listen to music that you're familiar with. Because unlike Daryl, I actually prefer listening to music that I'm familiar with, because that will give me some space to zone it out a bit. Like, for example, if you listen to new music, you will want to catch the nuances of the music, you know, where will it go next and things like that. So for me, it's more about listening to the music that you're familiar with. And I think I remember back in when I was in uni, I listened to this one favorite progressive metal album of mine, and I can really zone in and focus because the music is so complex and structured that it stimulated my brain back then. So I was like, okay, I can really, really focus listening to this. So that, I guess that's how it works. I guess for me with metal music, in the sense that it helps stimulate my brain, to that sense. Yeah,
I can get that. Like, I completely can get behind that. It helps to it wakes you up. Mm. It's like a kind of coffee.
Uh huh.
Metal, yeah.
Yeah, I used to fall asleep to Iron Maiden when I was like 12 or 13 years old.
You know. I still do these days, though.
You still do? Really?
What kind of dreams did you have falling asleep to Iron Maiden?
We're not talking about that. I was 12 or 13 years old. Leave it as it is. We need to take a break. We're going to take a break right now. Thanks for sticking with us, folks. Do let us know what kind of music helps you with your productivity and your creativity whilst you're working from home or wherever you are. We have a poll running over on Twitter. You can also answer on Instagram. And if you want to have a bit of a chat with us, get us via WhatsApp 0187898899. Oh, we do have a bunch, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Shall we do that when we come back?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we need to take a break. Music coming up first. It is Suede with Beautiful Ones. Of course, I want to thank Daryl and Hanif. What time is your show again?
We run every Wednesdays from 10 to 11. So yeah, tune in.
There we go. We'll be back in just a few moments. It's Suede with the Beautiful Ones here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.